So once we know Laplace transform of t and 7 and cosh of t, this really is just a problem of adding fractions. And here we have a common denominator of s squared times s squared minus 1. And I can see in my example on this page, I really could reduce my fraction a little bit by canceling an s from the numerator and an s from the denominator the way I have it currently. What I did, I believe I multiplied the 3 together and multiplied the 1 by s times s squared minus 1, the 7 by s squared times s squared minus 1, and the s by s squared times s. That wasn't quite required, so I could then algebraically simplify my answer. But the whole point about this kind is, once you know the Laplace transform of a few functions, then any linear combination of those functions is easy. You can almost write down the answer.